This year, this morning is being sponsored by Alicia Neyman, Lul Nishmas, his four grandparents, Rav Chaim, Avram Yisachar ben Aaron Tzvi, Rav Moshe Tzvi ben Yehuda Leib, Morris Esther Chana Bas Abisol Tzvi, Morris Fumet Bas Avram Bas Harav Mordechai Levi, Kulonu Zechayinu Mvacha. Also, Machav Swiss is also sponsoring it. Zechinishes Yeyosh Ben David Ovar Shalom. Okay. Last week we discussed the Ramah. The Ramah says in Tofresh Ayin Aleph Sivbeis that every member of the family should write, and also the Ramah speaks out the Chen Aminik, and that's the Chen Aminik Poshet. That's our meaning, that every member of the family lights. The Kirega in the Tshuva and Madur Tinyana in Madur Tinyana Simon Yud Gimel, he asked the Kasha. The Lechera, for Gemara Shabbos, Chafal from Beis, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Isha Beisai. So Rashi speaks out, Ner Echad V'chol Laila V'ish, V'chol Beis V'sagrim Ner Echad. That each person lights one candle. The Mahadran, and Songs Mahadran, Ner Echad, V'chol Echad. That after each person, members of the household, lights a candle. That's how Rashi learns. Remember last week you mentioned Shitas Taisus, that says one person lights for everybody, and Shitas Rambam, he lights, that the Balabais lights for each member. We mentioned Rashi Shita, and the Chashulchan, they held that each person should light their own candle, like Rashi Shita. And Mahajan is that, Mahajan, what's Hadran Mahajan? It's Machlaikis. So according to regular halacha, that each day one person lights, either one person lights in there, or everyone else lights one there. However, Mahajan Mahajan is Machlaikis in the Gemara, Misham Beisilo. If you eat on, if Parchas or Heidach or Maitz or Heidach, if each day you eat on a candle, or you start with eight and work your way downwards. So comes our Koncha Amor, besides the Balbais that lights, also the Bnei Bais themselves also light. The Chayr, according to our Gemara, the Chayr is not Mikadin, it's only Mahadrin. Really, only Balbais, the Ikadin, the Balbais, Mahadrin, the Ikadin is the Balbais lights. Just Mahadrin, that everyone else lights also. All Bnei Bayis light also. So how could the Bnei Bayis make a bracha near Chanukah, or if only the Ikar Mitzvah is on the Baal Bayis? The other ones are doing Alts Mahadin, and you don't find on a Hebrew you make a bracha. That's what the Kirega asked in Shuvas. So the Kirega gives the Teretz. He says the Teretz like this. He says, since the Bnei Bayis want to be Yotz Mahadin, so their Kavona Mitzchila is not to be yaitzim from the Baal Bayis. So if they're not to have a kavanah from the yaitzim Baal Bayis, so maybe they're mechuyah to make a bracha medina, not that's not mahajan, because they're not yaitzim Baal Bayis. So now to lie now, even though it's not mahajan, still they make a bracha medina. And it brings a raya from Amar Avram. Amar Avram says in Tafresh Shain Zayin, then it's Sifkat and Tetz, he brings down Chuvus Maril. Maril says, Arichim Ubachurim, Noigim Shemadlikim Im Einim Abaisam. The Barachim and Baruch are Noig to light when they're not home. The Noigim Ahadlik of Baruch Ein Zer Baruch of Atala Kimin Shein Eroitz of Lotzitz of Shalishtai. When the wife lights at home, he doesn't want to be Yotzi with them. So it's clear in Baruch Avram held that then it's not only Mahadin, it's only Mikadin. So Mer is not Chayiv, since they're not Yotzi with the Ishtai. So Mer and Mikadin, they're not Yotzi with the they have to light Mikadin. So Meir has to light with a bracha. That's what Kirega answers, and he says, the Meir is no shayla, you make a bracha on the mitzvah, you make a bracha on the Ikka mitzvah itself, because since he's not Yotzeh, the Baal Bayis. That's what Kirega says. However, I saw in the Sras Emes in Chafal from Beis, he comes, he's Mechayis, says the Chiddush like this, that the Hidda mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is different than all the Hidda mitzvahs. By Ner Chanukah, since it was Takon's Chazal, Al Tzmahadin, that's the way you should light. So Mela, And that's how you should do a mitzvah shel Chanukah. So mena, you make a bracha on the hit of mitzvah itself. You know, normally don't get hit the mitzvah, but here you make a bracha on the hit of mitzvah. That's what the Svasama says. Even though normally you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah, but here you do make. So cause that coin to this, since it's like stam hit the mitzvah, so even if he doesn't have coin not to be yitzvah lakas nechanukah baal bayis, he still can make a bracha on nechanukah since the hita of mitzvah of now. That's the chiddush of the Svasemis.
It's
an ikar mitzvah, right, yeah.
So what the Gemara said is the hita mitzvah.
Mahadin is only...
Mahadin, one, is that
the chiddush probably
was that you can have
the dachshund... Now, kavanah, so maybe you have
to ikar mitzvah. So you can do ikar mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what the... That's what Kivayga
says. But it's not a hita.
Right? He holds his mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah with the hiddur together. Because you're lighting all the... You're doing the mitzvah with the hiddur together.
And the hiddur is that everybody should do his own...
Right, yeah. That's... Yeah. However, it's my... Right, says... You want to say something? Yeah.
Does anybody have to have
kavanah
specifically, or is some kavanah good enough?
Well, look, since he has zomenah, it's like probably could be some kavanah also. It could be. You're right, yeah. Because Mashav, it's also Mashav from Mishneh Berurah, that he holds like, it's Mashav from Mishneh Berurah, that he holds like the Sfas Emes. That you make a bracha in the mitzvah. Why? Because Mishneh Berurah, in Tafesh Ayin Vav, Sifkon Dalet, he brings out Mishem, this is Chusim Kivega. Mishneh Berurah calls Chusim Kivega, and he says, Amad, Hidlik, Ner Chanukah, let's say a person is supposed to stay the fifth night, sixth night, he's supposed to light Ner Chanukah. And if he got to make a bracha, in the beginning. So the ikka, one candle is ikka mitzvah. All other candles are mahadim and mahadim, right? So if he made a bracha, if he got to make on the first candle, so he's allowed to make a bracha still on the other candles, even though it's only mahadim and mahadim, he's to make a bracha on the other candles. Even though, as long as he didn't finish lighting all the candles, he still can make a bracha then. So Vice says, and quotes some Chusu Kivega. So Vice says, he also kivega that you make a bracha hit a mitzvah, because I lit one candle without a bracha, that's ikka mitzvah. All the ones in my hadron. And if kivega says, as long as you finish lighting all the candles, I can still make a bracha. So you see clearly, there's a bracha, you make a bracha even on a hit a mitzvah. However, if you look inside and choose kivega, he says something completely different. And choose, no riot, that the mishwar is like the Sfas Emes. So l'chayit sariah, that the mishwar is like Sfas Emes, because you can make a bracha, you might be the first candle, the other candles, it's out to hit the mitzvah, and not the mitzvah. However, if you look inside the chuvah of the kivega, you can see, he says the reason why you make a bracha on the hiddah. He says, first there's a machlekes in the achreinim, if there's a bracha, you make a bracha in the mitzvah. The pichadish holds that you don't make a bracha on the hiddah mitzvah. And the rabbi disagrees, and says you make a bracha on hit the mitzvah. And so the kivega says, since the machlokes, they say some brachas l'hakol. But the reason why you make a bracha here, because since you need a shir shemen from tishka chama until tichah regem and ashuk, so he says kol zman meshech hadlaka, you're still out to light because the mitzvah is nimshach. So it comes out the person wasn't madik all his neis yet. He took to ayvas yotzon since he has long time to light it. And also he's mitzadik, you can send him on the paiskim to hold that all blood is machlokes in the shayinim, there's a sheet to survive it, the famous sheet to survive it holds, if you make a bracha on something, you finish eating it, you still can make a bracha on the shayinim. Even on paiskim like that, but you use it as a sniff. And secondly, he said, you can use another sniff, you can tell after every rabbi shita, they can make a bracha on the hiddur also. So it's mashma, kivega, stam is that to make a bracha on the hiddur, but you don't make it. And not like the Sfas Emes. So my is you don't make a bracha on hidden mitzvah, even by Chanukah also. And you make a bracha on the ikka mitzvah.
Yes? The first part.
So
as soon as you lit the first candle, I'm done. I'm just the mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
So
if it's kafsa.
It goes out. If it goes out,
I
don't have
to
light. So how did
the
hamster light more candles?
We mentioned last time that from Bialacha, that Bialacha holds when you kasein zakagla, but if let's say you you're still lighting other candles, then you should go back to it and light it.
You
don't have to, but you could do that,
right?
But it's enough that if a person wants to relight it, he can light it. He can make a bracha if you hold like the sheet to survive it. We don't pass them. You arrive at a sniff. Okay. Now I'm writing another shayla. Do Nashim achayev to be madlik? If Nashim achayev to be madlik near Chanukah or not? We mentioned, Ramah says, chol echad ve'echad mimei should light. That's what Ramah holds. Everyone, every member of the family should light. However, Mishabur brings down the Sif contest. He quotes Eli Rabba that says, Ishtar doesn't have to light. Why Ishtar is kagufa? That's what Eli Rabba says. However, Mishabur, later on in Tafresh Ayin Hay, in Sif Cotton Test, the Mishabur speaks out that it brings down Eli Shmur that says, Lididan, everyone lights. However, Isha doesn't have to light because it's Feres La'anoshim, they're tuffled to the husbands. And if they want to light, they're allowed to light, allowed to make a bracha, like any other mitzvah says mangama, that one wants to make a bracha. Granted, there's some paiskim, today's paiskim, that say, it's off the record I'm saying this, that if a woman lights it because a woman's lib,
You're on the mic.
On the mic, okay. So, if a woman likes because a woman's lib, then not mekai the mitzvah, the other itza the right of a chukasayim like the lecho. Why? Because they're doing it because it's a woman's lib. They're doing it because men do it, we could do it, and so on. If they have such a thing in their mind, then there's a shayla from itza the right of a chukasayim like the lecho. Because that's why Goyim do it. Huh? There's a Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim says in Kufay and Ches in Yerideya, that if a woman does it because men do it, then there's a shayla from Issa the Raisa of Chukasayim
Vesalechel. Why is it
Chukasayim?
Huh? Why is it Chukasayim?
Why? So I'm telling you, it's not the right Ashkofa, it's Issa the Raisa. Take a look, do me a favor. We're not giving you a shir of Chukasayim Vesalechel, we're giving you a shir on Chanukah. If you mind me a couple weeks from now, I'll say shir on Chukasayim Vesalechel, and we'll mention that more.
Do it next week.
All right. So, anyway, so if a woman wants to, Magavram brings down Shem, if a woman wants to, she can light, like every Mitzvah says, Magavram. The Chaya, it says, Tumua, why aren't women chayav to light candles? Afheim light by Shanes. They want that Nes. Just like you see Megillah, Afheim by Shanes. Pesach, besides the Mitzvah, the Lysa, it's also Afheim by Shanes, it more says. And other things you see, woman chayav afheim b'shanes. So why can ishti kagufay patur it? And second, what do you do about single girls? So why the chal noshim patur? The yaitza and besides girls, the chal doesn't even mention. I saw in the moedim hazmanim. I was looking around a little bit. The moedim hazmanim in chelek beis and siman kuf lamed gimel. The moedim hazmanim. Says the reason why Nashim don't like, because there's Tanach on Shita's Taisus, that Shita's Taisus we mentioned last week in the Shir, that holds that only Balbais likes, and he's Maitzi Kobne Beisai, so women also. So women are Yetzi because they hold like Shita's Taisus. The Maitzi, Lanias Daiti, I think he's wrong. Why do you chiv to men and women? We don't hold our shita tzitzis, so why should women hold our shita tzitzis? We all like to have more that everyone likes. So why should women be different than men? Just a man can do it, a woman can do it. Mikray Kodesh in Chanukah, and Chanukah Sim Yudalad, he says, Noshim, all the chayuvim is only chizas afrei my baisanets. So maybe that din is not shavah to men lagami, the gabi mahadin. So maybe nashim achayiv, nashim only chayiv ikra mitzvah. That one light imparts all the nashim. So maybe since They're only chayim nikra mitzvah. I think they're only chayim nikra mitzvah, not in mahadin. So maybe since it's not mahadin, so maybe the Baal Bayis could be mitzi them. That's what Mikra Kai says. And he brings a raya from Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you find that the woman are chayev to hear Megillah. Why? Afrei Moya SNS. Still, Taisa speaks on Megillah, the Avdala Malaf. He says, he quotes it to Sefta, Nikomaka Noshim cannot be mighty as a Noshim, can't be mighty men. Only can be mighty other Noshim. So you see that even though Afrei Moya SNS, the Chiyulim are not Shava. This is what the Pesitri Frank says in Mikoy Kodesh. However, there's a Pirish on Mikoy Kodesh called Hare Kodesh from his grandson, Reb Yosef Cohen. A Gadol Batoya was missed a couple of years ago. Emes a Gadol Batoya. He writes, brings down a Tur Yevon with Matka, his grandfather's Raya. And it probably knocks off the whole halacha. The Tur Yevon, he quotes the Tur Yevon. Tur Yevon Megillah, the Avdala Maral says, since half a mile by Sanes, so Mamish Daimed to men. Like it's the Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Gimel Mraav, this is the Lashon Gemara. Isha Vade Madlika, Dom Rab Shur Ben Levi, Nashim Chayav Es Bnei Chanukah. Half a mile by Sanes. So to have it is, so why, here's Kasha and Taisis. Why does Taisis say Gemara says clearly, women are chayav just like men. So why? How can you say? So why can't women be mighty nashim with kriyas megillah? That's what Tur Yevon is. What's talking the reason why Taisa is not? The chayav, since I learned it, they should have the same chayav. So he answers like this: that the din of afrei moisa nes is only the abanan. However, to hear the megillah, the chayavim are not shava because the anashim. A chayav to hear Megillah, Medivik Kabbalah. It's Kain Shal Torah, and Kabbalah is Kain Shal Torah. And women only chayav midrabanan. So maybe the Nashim cannot be Yetzi men, because it's not equal. The woman only darbanan. Women and men are Medivik Kabbalah. So someone who's not the same level as the men cannot be mighty them. So Kamdat speaks out the higher Kaddish. You see the Emes, the chayav of Avim and Nes, men and women are equal. Just like Gabi Mik Megillah, they can't because the Chiyuv of Noshim is only the Abanan, and men is the Medivik Kabbalah. So come to according to Tur Yevon, the Chayitz Nitzchel Gamri, the Teretz of Mikoy Kodesh. Because the Emes, Isha, they're equal, men and women are equal. So Mela, a woman also Chayit Mahadin like our Noshim. So Chayit, she like Chanukalech. So Tzachin. Yes.
Friday night, a man comes home from Shul. He's looking.
Yeah. What? Friday night is a different reason.
I'm asking. Okay. But how can he
yoke
his wife? If
she has a chiyuv
right, and he only has a
chiyuv to
rabbanan, how can he
work with
kibbutz?
Who says she's what? Friday night's
not
afim voice anes. No. She has a chiyuv of zacha v'shama.
He already davened at tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he said,
"I hold." Yeah.
So he's also
he's already yoked.
He's
be right
to the
kiddush. So there are chuvas about that. Some sefer says that most people don't have kavana during davening, so to be yoked mitzvah say deraisa. So the yoked mitzvah, so the yoked mitzvah deraisa. You know, your kasha is miches chinuches. Your kasha miches chinuches kasha. Okay. All right. Well, it's a shmuz by itself. Right now. Okay. That we spoke about in Kivayim. Okay. Not the same chiyuv. Someone who's a lower chiyuv cannot be yet someone with a bigger chiyuv. If someone trade rabbanim can be yet a chad rabbanim. Someone the rabbanim can be yet a deraisa. It's a call all over. Right. That's okay. All right. That's so. The tenth of Mikra Kodesh is Tzachin. The Chassam Sefer in its Chedushim in Masechta Shabbos Chafav from Bay says the Ikar Takana of Hadlakas Neiris, like you see in the Gemara, was the time of the Chazal in Eretz Yisrael. They used to light outside Pesach, Beisim, Bachutz, and that's when the menu. That's where they used to light, and because of sneeze purposes, the women did not go outside because they shouldn't mingle with the men. So Meda, because why could Kol Kvoda Shebasvelach Pnima? She said, a woman should stay indoors. She heard brachas from inside the house that the Baal Bayis makes outside. So Meda. Asher b'zmana zezak l'cham sefer when chutz lads we have ikav asuminisus for b'nei b'ayis and it's inside the house so takana live that a woman doesn't like. So Fiza, even Surahs also do not like. Girls, even on the bus, any girl, a girl not married yet, also she doesn't like because sneeze purposes. In the Achlicha Shleima, from Shleima Zalman, in Perek Tezayin 7, he brings on his daughters are not light, even when they were Ketanis. They weren't in light. However, the Moshe said over that in his house, his father's house, they lit. All the girls lit. All the sisters lit. And the Moshe said the reason is, since they also have the mitzvah for Suminis. He said the heads of his father was, because they also have the mitzvah for Suminis. The woman also have the mitzvah for Suminis. So maybe that's why his father held that a woman should also, like the woman that work at home in the outside the house, girls come right also. Huh? And Gedolim, yeah.
With all the brachas,
yeah. Yes, yes, everything. All right.
Share the
hadlaka
with your
covers. What do you mean share?
The seventh night,
No, that's the only hit. It's only the hadin. It's not even the mitzvah. Extra candles is only the hadin. It's not the kechiyuv.
So they cannot light 6
of 5. He has his mitzvah. He does his mitzvah completely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question is, there's a tumult going on in Lakewood, in Borough Park. If there's manazah, we live between the Goyim, there's no shasta coming to light outside. So everyone should start lighting outside. In Lakewood, there's a whole machlokes, you know, in Lakewood, you go to Westgate. You probably never see a guy there. Maybe a cleaning lady or whatever, besides that. But you don't see Goyim at all. Nighttime for sure, you don't see Goyim. Everyone has their own, their own village, whatever you want to call it, their own, development or ghetto, whatever you want to call it. So they have their own thing there. They have their own thing there. And there's no going there. So maybe you should start lighting outside. That's what we're going to discuss now. All right. Mechaber says, in Tav Resh Ayin Aleph Sifrei, Ner Chanukah, Meniach Apsuach, a Pesach HaSamach HaShasarabim. And a Pesach that Samach HaShasarabim. Nibachutz. And the Shavuot speaks over there. Why do a Pesach HaSamach HaShasarabim? He said, Mishum Pasum HaNissa. As Pasum HaNissa. And if the Mechaber says weiter, the Bais Pesuach, and if the house is open, a Mnicha HaPiskai puts it on his door. The Mesh Chatzah, and if there's a chatzah of Fnei Bais, like a lot of times in the show, there's like a front yard. There's no grass there, but cement there. People put the carriage there, and so on. So if a chatzah of Fnei Shabbat, then you have a chatzah of chatzah. In fact, the big machlok is the biscuits and the chazanishniks. Where do you like? Somehow the chazanish shall be led by the door, by the doorway. That's how most people do it. But the biscuits light it by the, right for you by the sidewalk. Right by there, that's where they light. So the question is, So Mechaber says in the door by Aliyah, and if you light by Aliyah, Shem Pesach Chashus Rabim, Nichai, Ubechalon Asum, or you put it by the window, Tzom Chashus Rabim. Ubechasa Sakana, Shein Rishoy, the Kaima Mitzah, Shasakana, you can't light outside because you put yourself in danger. So Nichai, Shechana Redaya, you put it on your table, and that's it. So come down according to Mechaber, that the saying is like this, Pesach Tzom Chachutz, if that's not possible, b'chaloyim, and shasakana, you put the fnin al shulchan. The Mechaber says further, in Tofesh, ayin alef, siv zayin, the Mechaber says, mitzvah v'anicha v'tefach, ha-samach ha-pesach, the pesach smal, teshim mezuzah mi'imim, and ha-chanukah b'smal. The mitzvah person should light opposite the mezuzah. And the ner chanukah is on the mezuzah is always on the right side when you walk into the room, and the Chanukah should be on the left side. If there's no mezuzah on the doorway, then you put the Chanukah on the right side. And the reason to be serving the mitzvah. That's the mechavah. Dr. Amar, today we all ride inside. There's no hekka to the nation's around them. So maybe not the Chayshish. that much if you're mladek b'tefach samach pesach. However, the Ramah ends up in kolam haminig, and the halacha adds on hanocha, and the proper minig is lahadek b'tefach samach pesach. Shemar yemen to light close to the doorway. Then mishanis. However, mikol makan ends up to Ramah. Yizaro shul hadik b'makan shemikan es kol shana. You shouldn't light on the by the table. We always light every all year round. Ki ozlo yehekka klad. It won't be a hekka. People think it's Shabbos lech during the week for some reason. It's a hekka ksas nearby. This is all drama. So according to that today, with no sakana to light, in fact, in certain shchunas, where the b'chal goyim don't come there, if there's a chiyuv to light outside, it's only a hiddur to light outside, or cholayfin, you're not allowed to light outside. You don't light outside, there's no sakana, but you light by the window, or you don't even light by the window, you light by the doorway, inside the house by the doorway. These are the four ways that it could be.
So someone calls the dying up.
One second, that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about the mice at the end, okay? Be patient. So in Emerson, I mentioned four scenarios. One is that you have to light outside, or you hate it to light outside, or you don't light outside, you slide by the window, or you light by the doorway inside the house. There are four sheets on this, okay? We'll mention all four. And then we'll say the Maskon Aloch, okay? The Sheretz Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Endem and Shuva Chelgalov, and Simon Kufman Tess. And also, this Yavitz is also brought down in Shai Shuva, the end of Simon Tofei, Shai Gimel, Sifkan Yigimel. It says it's Adif. It's better that you have to. It's Adif to light outside. Kedei Shinat, and Kedei, the wind shouldn't blow it out, outside the wind, even if it's not the Chicago weather today, but, even if, wherever you are, it's winter time, wherever you are, even at the show, it's windy that time. Even though it's not cold like here, but still it's the wind could blow it out, so you put in a glass around it, so it doesn't blow it out. There, it shouldn't go out. And right says this, like this holds the Mikray Kodesh. In Simon Tazayin, that you should light, it's a hidden mitzvah to light outside. It's other to buy light outside. And it says in my Shvaites from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan and Tofesh, I now Sifkan Chavdalet. Right says, you shall light outside, even as man is there. Why? Because he says, if he speaks out the Shittas of Paiskim, he says, really, the reason why we don't light out, really should light outside, because no Sakana. You really should light outside. But the reason we don't do it, because it's hard. It's time when it rains, it snows, it's Mei Geshem, the Shevet, the Ruchas, Kazaki lived in Russia. Nevada was in Russia. So, there were strong winds, what?
On Chicago,
right. So it's the Yashar to put outside. So that's why, even though Shah to put glass around it, he mentioned himself, you could put glass around it, Kuahai, Letachua Bonner. That much of a Triachim. I guess because it's expensive, with a headache, whatever it is. So Mela, Rice says for him, the person lives in a place where he can light outside, or if he lights outside, if he wants to light outside, he wants to cover glass so the wind should blow it out, he can do that. And it's a hindrance to do like that. So vice versa, the Chashulchan held like the Yavetz and the Mikray Kodesh. In the Kodesh Shulis from El Yashiv, and that's one Shita. In Kodesh Shulis from El Yashiv, in Chevek Al Simon Samuzayin, the vice versa, Dafka Shalait, Dafka outside. That's he writes. Just he doesn't speak out that it's a Shul Chutzlach. He's not Mechalik. He doesn't speak out. However, in Shevet Shuas Oz Nidro from Yom Yisrael, in Chelik Yud, Simcha Vav, he says, if you live in Chutzlach, you should light Dafka outside. If Efshe, you should light Dafka outside. So if I said, it's not just a Mehidah, it's more than a Mehidah. That's Ikra Mitzvah. That's the second Shita. The third Shita is the Magen Avram and Sifkan Ches and Mishibur. In Sifkan Lamed Ches, he says, if there's a chalayin at some chushes rabim, it's better you should put it by the window inside the house. Kidei sheyir hekel mishus rabim, and the neshim in nisfasim, neshim in nisfasim. Unless it's a case of shechichas eka, you know, people throw stones at the, throw at the windows and so on. You don't talk about sakana, but shechichas eka that they throw stones and so on. But if not, then you shall light by the window. So mashma, if you're not mogam and mokam sakana, you still should light by the window. Even though you can light outside, Chachomim were not mechayiv to light outside the zman hazeh. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva in Arachayim Chelak Dalet Siman Kuf Chafei. He writes the same thing also, and he ends off Echeinogol LeDayres LaHadir Chalaim. Generations in America, in Europe, they used to light by the window. That's how you know, not outside by the window. And as you see, even time is showing him it was something like that, because there's you look in the Eis Aruah, the Eis Aruah was a Rishon, and he in Hilchos Chanukah, in Eis Shin Chav Gimel, he says, "We're in the Deleka Sakana, Lo Yadana My Timer, Ain't No Matzikah Chatzeres. Why don't we light? Why is everyone lighting by the window? Why don't they light outside?" So Weiss says in his time. Also, in his time, where it wasn't Sakana, still they didn't light outside. That's the third shita. The fourth shita is the Miches Yitzchak. In Chedvav, Simon Samachvav. He brings down the Kares that you shall light Zafka, the Fnim of Pesach Abayis. Even, it's not Kinege Chaloyim. Even, we don't even know, we live in a place with no Sakana. And the Ikka, he brings rise to this, from Chassidish Apaiskim, he brings down the Mukechayim from the Munkacha in Arachayim Simtor Shei Aleph, he brings down Shuv Ziminayim, brings down from Nei Yisascha, brings down from Kote Marich, he also quotes us from the Arizal, that you should light Dafke Kenega Mezuzas and not Kenega the Chaloyim. So according to the Miches Yitzchak, you don't light by outside for sure not, even that's what he's talking about, even that's on the right side. You don't even light by the window, you light by the door, inside the doorway. There's a tshuva, just one thing to remember. According to this fourth shita, the Miches Yitzchak, you light by the doorway. Which doorway do you light? The doorway of the house or the apartment, or the doorway that you nim samoy, of the living room and dining room? So, it doesn't say clearly, which doorway? And vice versa, partially you learn means the doorway of the house. But in old times, it means Kimmel Raya, because in those times, the houses were all one room houses, there was no Raya. The doorway was only one doorway in the house. So, there's a tshuva in Miches Yitzchak, in Chelek Zayin, in Siman Mem Ches. He has a long tshuva. So if you want to look it up, in Kufchav, page Kufchav Ha, Kufchav Beis, he has the Arichas on this. And he says a Chiddush, which the Chassidim don't keep it. He says, you should dafka light in a room, in the doorway of a room that you're more matzai. If you're more matzai in the dining room, light it by door of the dining room. You're more matzai in the living room, it should be light by the doorway of the living room. You should light because the ikus pasumin is from their beisai. Since the ikus pasumin is their beisai, there has to be a room where you're more matzah, where it's more piersome. There is such a room. The chassidish paiskim in America say not like that. They say that you should light by the doorway of the house, inside the doorway. Ladina, how do you pass to Ladina? A person should be known, he has no special minig. She knows like the Mishnah Berurah, like a Moshe says, how do you light by the window? And that's what we are saying to Darius. And also a night like the chassidish, the conversation of him, light by the doorway, the Pesach Bayis also should have what to be Samechan. That is Samechan. However, a few people from Lakewood call me, and I happen to always Shabbos Chanuk, always in Lakewood, so they always speak to me about it. When I'm Shabbos Chanuk, can you light outside or not? I tell them, what did your father and Zayda do? Where did they light? They all sit by the window. Atitish Toys Imecha, don't be Mishana. Do we light by the doorway? That's what the Mishabur seems to hold. Mishabur also, he lived in Radin. How big was the city of Radin? We didn't have any anti-Semitism there. There was a full Yidden that were there. The Chavetz Chaim lit by the window. He and Iraqi should light by the window. So even though Chavetz Chaim with a heart, he should light outside. He didn't light outside. And he could have if he wanted. So you see, the meaning of the saying though is to light Dafka by the window, but it should be the window that people pass by can see it also. Sometimes the Shiloh comes up. The windows in such a of the street, you can't see it. If the Bnei Bayis can't see it, then the Ikus from the Bnei Bayis. But if you could do both, the Yotze Bnei Bayis, like in the living room, if you could be Yotze both the Bnei Bayis and the Yishus Rabim, then it's better to light like that. Huh? If you go in that store, walk down the street, you'll see many minhagim. You'll see some people light by the window, some people light by downstairs, by the doorway. And the chassidim, the ones who are chassidim, you don't even see the chanukah. You think they're not lying chanukah because they light by the doorway.
Inside,
yeah. Even that's so. Each one does their own thing. Okay, there's a mocha. I brought down the four sheets over there. There's a mocha for everything. However, someone has a minute of saying to go away, don't stop being Mishana now. And by the way, not all my children listen to me. Okay? One of them I know likes outside. Okay?
In America, how?
It's not
in Lakewood?
In Lakewood,
yeah.
Huh? What, Kivah Aviv?
Yeah.
He didn't ask me.
Can you do both?
Huh?
Can you do both?
Nah, no. No shot over here, you know what I mean?
It's an acres for the ladies.
Yeah.
In Chicago, on a day like today, the light outside our front door, and then all the family goes inside, nobody sees it.
Huh?
So, how is this for the ladies? Do the biases and seeing it, people aren't outside?
Because people drive by.
A lot of the doors in Chicago, on the porches and everything else, are not going to see it.
If you're not going to see it, then if you're not going to see it, there's no pursuing this of them. All right.
If somebody lives on the 15th floor, and the building faces...
That's a different shmur. Can you... You need 20 amets from the street...
Is there a mileage using the window in that case, or just lay down?
It doesn't hurt to put it by a window in the 20th floor.
It doesn't hurt.
Is
it better to put it by the door?
As long as by the window, you could, the Benibais could see it, then better light by the window, even on the 15th floor. But that's it's not, maybe next year. If Mashiach doesn't come by next year, maybe we'll talk about that. What?
Would you better go by the door then? Because
out
of the door, people are walking by. It's an apartment building.
Huh?
In an apartment building.
It's how many people walk?
Okay,
Chris. That's not a rabbi. All right. Now we'll talk halachas negeah in the shul. The Mechaber says, in Tofesh, Ayin Aleph, Sezayin, the Mechaber says, Madlikim, this is the Lashon Mechaber. Madlikim, Umvachim, Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Pasum Anissa, and Amor is Maisef, when Adam Yitzchak Benerish of Beis Knesses, v'tol Lazer laHadlik v'Beisai, even though the shot, the one who's lighting the candles, lights the Pesum and Issa, when he gets home, he shall light again. And Mishmur speaks out in Sifkot Mandalad. He quotes a Rivash that says even Beis Knesses is only mitzad min Hoga, you only some minigal light. So why do you make a bracha? But still you make a bracha. He says. Like you make a bracha, like you bracha, how is chaydish? How is chaydish only a minig? She just takes it only a minig. And so you make a bracha, we hold with Dina, it's a machoikis and yishainim, nachreinim, but we hold you make a bracha on how is chaydish, it's only in haga, it's only a minig, so may also, by nechanek in the shul, it's only in haga, and you should be allowed to make a bracha on it. There are three reasons mentioned in the yishainim, why you light chanekalich in the shul. The Beis Yosef, and Tofrei Shein Aleph, and Sendik speaks out the Kolbei, says the reason why they were sacking to light in the shul, they are because the guests, they're not placed to sleep or eat and so on, so the house, the shul is their house. So just like the Masakin, the basic Kiddush, basically, yes, certain shuls have, still they say Kiddush in the shul, the Masakin say Kiddush, out Archim, because he's eating drink in the shul, so maybe also, you light Chanukah. That's one reason, mentioned by Yosef. The second reason they say I mentioned is again from the Kolbei, another reason that there are fasim nets that everyone should see. The pesa nets are gadol. This is his lashon. The pesa and gadol Hashem is bar the kiddush shemai shivach ma'aser makelis. And Sandy quotes from the Rosh. The third shita is the Kolbei says another reason why, and also is quoted in the Sefer Manig and the Eshkol, Nosir Ramban, beginning of Baalaischa, he says, Azechel Amigdash. So according to this, the Chayin of Kler Shaila, what about in the shul? Normally, shul, most shuls, they light between Mincha Ma'ariv, and everyone leaves right after Ma'ariv. Do you have to let it burn to half after Tzeisa Kachavim? Or no, you could put it out right away. So Chayra, it's totally in the time we mentioned. According to Talmud Arachim, then you shouldn't put it out before this man, because they're being right with this narrative. You know, today the time is not 100% because you don't have Arachim that come to stay in shul today. And just like many places, they don't say Kiddush in the shul. The second reason, according to the second reason, is Eichel Migdash. So also, it's a good reason not to put it out. However, according to the time, out Pasum and Nisa, so Pasum and Nisa is only Shaykh if people are still there staying in shul. But if everyone, there's no one sitting and learning after Meir, everyone's leaving, then you should still leave. But if they all leave, there's not shach pesum and nisa, then they should you're allowed to blow it out. So it's totally in these timing. Now, if you look at the Mechaber writes that he holds the ikavis is pesum and nisa, because the Mechaber only mentioned the reason of pesum and nisa, the Rivosh reason. So since he only brings down the reason of Rivosh, doesn't mean now that's Eichem, doesn't say chol mikdash. So he says, "Vayse that's nikatam." So meladina, you don't have to let it burn here for al tisik chadim, and that's it. And sending speaks out mam lahayil in our chayin simikol. However, if it's eshet, if it's esher, there's no shasha. The reason why he blow it out, no one's around there. You're afraid of a fire might fall down. You start a fire in shul. So mela, if you're not afraid there's going to be a fire, then it's kedai to keep it going to efa avtesa chavim to be yitzir al shittas v'shoinim. But let's say a person afraid of a fire, and then a chaname, if no one's left in shul anymore, there's no pasul minissa anymore, so mela you can blow it out then. You shouldn't ask the kasha, if you're learning, anyone's learning the halachas in Shabur, if you look at Mishabur and Tafesh Ayin Gimel, Sifkat Yigimel, and Tafesh Ayin Hei Sifkat Vav, is Mashim and Shul also should burn a hefa after Tzitzik Rechavim. But if you look over there, what he's talking about, he's talking to still people in Shul, so there is also Pasuma de Nisa. What? The way we place it, right, yes. No, your chatzchili should burn. It should be enough oil there to burn for half hour to tzeis
lechavim. You know, I'm afraid that you're not going to let it burn a half an hour because you've got to put it out.
That doesn't make a difference. As long as it's right, as long as it's right, b'shas bracha. What? We're getting to that. Now I mentioned bunch of dyanim. Some have 3 minyanim, some have different rooms in the shul. They're all different rooms. They're all different amounts of light. That's what we're getting to now. You don't have to. You all have to do is for the whole night, throughout the night. I mentioned last week, I have a cross seat, my neighbor, Nachum Swisser, and when I wake up in the morning, go to shul, his chanukah is still burning. But Mika Dina wants to burn nighttime. Comes daylight, there's no chiv anymore. It's only al zechel amigdash, that's why shul's light in the morning, not because of al zechel amigdash, that's all.
So is there anything better that you light it just one time between Mimchamar and last, so you don't have to light it for Shabbos, because it's still going?
No, Shachas when you go to shul. You don't have bechir at home.
There's advertisements specifically for shul.
Oh, for shuls, you mean?
That they should last for 24 hours.
Yeah. You don't make a bracha in the morning anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Funny
about that. Yeah. A shul might be an Indian, maybe. Maybe. All right. It's not a favor, they're not a favor, it's a favor. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, now, in a shul, when you light the first night, the shots when he lights the first night, he says Shechiyonu. When he comes back to his house, so the question is, does he say Shechiyonu again? He says Shechiyonu and Shul, the shots, the one who lit the candles, does it say Shechiyonu and gets home again? Because the Amor says, we more quoted that you're not Yetzid, like his Neres, the basic Neres. It's a minute. It's only a minute. And the house is a chiv gomer, like the Mishmur speaks out in Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sifkat Mem Hei. So the Mishmur speaks out that if he's madlik at home and he's being mighty his wife or b'nei beisoy, it's pashi kiseh shechiyonu again. The shasper is madlik again because he's being mighty his b'nei beisoy. But let's say it's Eifin where there's no home. He's home alone. He's home alone. So Mishnah Berurah says that you should not say Shechiyonu again. Since you already said in Shul already, you don't say it again. And his mocha is Ishai Shula in Sifkat Nir Aleph. He quotes him Shem Masik Bracha. From the Chidah, he quotes it like that. And Emes, even though he says only, you don't, let me finish. Only writes, he doesn't say Shechiyonu again. So in Emeson, it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman. That who then you don't say Shasa Nisim again also. You know Mishmur and Shechiyonu, but also the Arach Bracha Shasa Nisim. Because the Bracha Shechiyonu, Shasa Nisim, is a Bracha on the nest. It's not Mekusha, anything with the Bracha on the Adloka. And Sending speaks out to Shatzian. And Tafesh, I involved in the Sifkan Gimel, he quotes the Miri like that. The Miri says, Nish Eimei Lahavet, Reino Amakam Sh'esh Shalirais, Yeshayimim Demvorach Lasme, Shasa Nisim, Shechiyonu Bela Rishon. And the Shah Ledes, the Vorach Shasa Nisim. One has nothing to do with the other. And Sending speaks out of Adi Yosef in Yechavadas, Chesbeis, Simon Ayin Zayin. That whatever, Shechidalcha, Shechinonu, the Lach is Shasin Nimoso. Yeshari Tshuva says further, that this is all talking Only first you lit in shul, and therefore you lit in your house. Then we say this halacha that you, if only you say shechina again, only if the beis are there. But let's say first he lights at home. Let's say he lights the chanukah at home. And he done the 8 o'clock ma'ariv, 10 o'clock ma'ariv. He done it later. First he lights on, goes in shul, lights in shul. Then you say shechiyano again in shul. That's what the Shai Tshuva quotes from the Masik Bracha. On this, Rabbi Yashiv brought down the Sefer Ashayish, Chelgimel Peregrin Vav Sivav. He argues on the Shai Tshuva and he says, don't make shechiyano. Since the halakha basically is only a minute, and since he already did the ikah dinner already, you don't say bracha again on the minute. That's what is quoted from Yashiv. Rabbi Moshe has a startling chiddush different than everybody. In Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik, he has a real long tshuva. So you want to look it up in page Shichav Tes, the Mask of Yesh, the Mask of Torah. He argues that everything we mentioned till now on this. He says, even if you live in the base of Knesset, and you said Shechiano, and even if you don't have the base at home, when you come home, when you light again, you say again all three bucks. He says Shechiano, Shasanis, he says everything. The first night. Because what you light in base of Knesset is like Shoshas Bracha, you're not yet at all. And that Bracha base of Knesset is nothing. Compared to, it's not the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah halacha, it's a minigan basic knesset. It has nothing to do with home. So two different chiyuvim. So at home you come again, even though no one's home, you light again, shechiyano, shasinis, you say everything then. That's what the Moshe writes in the tshuva. What?
Lighting in the
basic. It's a minig, but it has nothing to do with lighting at home. Lighting at home is a whole different chiyuv completely.
But the other place, why are you lighting at all?
What?
Like the other poskim, if you lit in shul and you have no bnei bais at home, why are you lighting the challah? I mean, you yaitzer.
No, because that's only minik. Here's a chiyuv. At home is a chiyuv.
But they're saying that you don't say shasanis, you don't say shechiyano.
Because it's going on the yayim. It's going on the yayim.
So what's the chiyuv at home now? There's a chiyuv for the bais?
Yeah, according to some sheet. Huh?
There's no one home, you're saying, right?
I mean, only he's home.
He's home alone.
But he has a chiyuv mikah din. He only did what yaitzer from tam minik, but not at home. Is didn't the bais? The bais had a chiyuv. Right.
So then
you
should make all three
brachas
like
Ramosha
said.
Because that's minute. That's a minute.
Go on the first night.
The first night. You only say the first night. Yeah. Go on the time minute. You find out how else on the time minute. Alright. What? According to Swami Shainu, if that's his bias, then economic. That's one of the reasons we mentioned from the Shanyim.
Okay.
That's Orchim.
A person sent Ani, and he can't afford a menorah and lift or anything.
Then you have to give him money to buy. Says that. Yukik Susa, Yukhiv Goma. Alright. Okay. Now another Shaila. It's not in Radik and Shul. Do you need a minion? What?
The guys in the minion in the shul.
We're getting to that. I talked about lighting shul. Now I'm talking about minyanim in the shul.
Okay.
Let me finish this. You still have a question left, okay? When you're lighting shul, first of all, do you need a minyan? B'shas yimad v'kanat. So it's a machloikas ha-paitzka. Like everything else, a machloikas ha-paitzkim. The Mishnah Berurah and Tofesh Ayin Aleph Sifkot Mem Zayin and also Be'alach Olvin the Romash of Yesh says V'adal chatzkila shalai with a minyan. But Yesha, then you light, even you can light Hanukkah in the shul, even if there's no minyan. So, come to our point is, we know like there are more that will light between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So, if you're right, there's always a minyan from Mincha and Ma'ariv. So, really, you have no Shaila. The Shaila comes up on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the Ramah says, the minyan is to light before Mincha. So, Chatchila, you should have a minyan. But however Mika did we pass in, if you like with Arminian, it's also okay. Why? Because Pasuminis is now in the Shasi Madlik, even when it's still with Hubbuk already. So mainly have Pasuminisa when people start coming later on. So maybe if you don't have a Minyan Shasa, you can light to light, according to Mishibor, you can light without a Minyan with a Bracha. However, the Shai Tshuva in Anisif Cotton Tess, Bizan Shendi Yaivitz, and also the same thing, Masik Bracha, we got the same Bracha, Tolim Machlaik, if you say Bracha and Shul, if you live at home, the Tolim Machlaik, Machlaik, as you mentioned just now. However, according to Shai Tshuva, and the Sifkot and Pes, it brings on the Yavits, And it's a big also masik bracha and sifkot zayin that there has to be dafka minyan to a bracha. Without a minyan, you cannot light. So Friday afternoon, if you want to light with a bracha, you got to wait for people for a minyan. And sending the chus on huggers from Rosh Sternbach and Chelovei Tzim Shalom Rabbi Kosev Chaim Biska, the halakha in Beis Yisrael has to be dafka minyan. The Maisa Dina, we know you like the Mishnah Berurah, Yamata Gev Shabbos, even though there's no minyan. Don't Shiloh be on the first, it's not the gate, first time, it's not the gate this year. Okay. Well, next Shiloh. Let me just finish the next thing and I'll take questions. Now, let's say Shiloh has many minyanim from Ayav. They have like less than a good though. You have by Micham Ayav, we have one Ayav, then we have 8 o'clock, then we have a quarter to 10. Other shuls have less or more, they have a couple of minyanim from Ayav. So Shiloh is, do candles have to be lit every time there's Ayav? Let's say you light their first minyan. And the candles burn out, or they blow it out because no one's in shul. And they, so that means you have to light again. And if you light again, you have to make a bracha again also. When you relight it again, you make a bracha or not. It's quoted in the Sefer Echos Chanukah, quotes from Chaim Kaneski, that even you lit the first minyan, you have to light every minyan. You have to light Chanukah lit the other nights also. However, you light without a bracha. You only make once a bracha. And the same thing quotes in Sefer Asher Yish and Chayv Gimel from Reasha Paraglam Vav Zion. Same thing also. You have every minyan, if let's say went out already, let's say you do by Micha Mayav, come and you blow it out, or it doesn't last until 8 o'clock Mayav. So 8 o'clock you have to light again Chanukah lech. Because since the time is out, so the only time is out, it's a minute in shul, so you only do it once and that's it. In the Sefer Asher Yish, over there in Sifchet, being down from Yashiv, let's say have a big shul, and there are many chadorim, they daven Mayav. And Bava, I think has 10, at least 10 other extra rooms, where they have minyanim from Mayav, in Borough Park. And the other shuls like that also, they have different minyanim, the whole time going, in different places. So you have in Eretz Yisrael, the Shtidlach, let's call it Zichah Maisha. So the question is, so it's a nice thing to light, you don't have to, it's enough to light only in basic Knesset HaGodol. The main shul, that's the only way to light. If they want to light in other shuls, each cheder, then they should light without a bracha. Did I answer your question? Okay.
What if you know there won't be a minyan?
Huh?
If you know there's not going to be a minyan.
In the shul?
The shul.
So why should you light them?
You're going to have four people, or whatever. You're going to have people who come there.
I would say, huh? It's not a minyan. I don't. If you want to light, you can light, but you without a bracha. Without a bracha is no problem.
And when there's multiple minyan, you cannot make a bracha on the other minyan.
Just one.
So if you do, they only make it at the.
Only make it the first one. That's what I tell them. I didn't make it. Okay,
but I'm
not sure.
When you light Erev Shabbos,
huh?
You light Erev Shabbos in shul. You light without a bracha.
I would say if the light in Shabbos, they should light without a bracha. Because they already live at home, so you have the sheet as a whole. Once you lit there.
Now,
it's about like this. Shai Tshuva, and Avayashiv, and Ramayshah.
What if here we're planning, usually we have like an early mincha, people don't want to dive a mincha before Hanukkah.
That's before Plaka Mitcha even.
3:15, it's not before Plaka.
Yeah.
Should they light for that
mincha? No. That's really not. No, you don't have to light that.
You just light right before Shabbat without a bracha.
Right. Yeah. One time, I just want to make an announcement. Next week, the shiur is not going to be. It's going to be moved to Mekor Chaim on Chase. I'm giving a special shiur on DNA. And one second. I'm giving DNA. Dr. Waller is speaking, and I'm speaking. It's a very interesting shiur on Snegeya. DNA, Kama Halachas Shiloh come up today. Serious Shiloh come up with DNA, and it's very Negele Maisa. The following week afterwards,
give the time.
It's 9:45. She is going to be at 9:45, and also serving breakfast.
Okay.
That's the first. That's the first day of Hanukkah. The second, another thing. The following week. It's the last day of Hanukkah. I'm going to be out of town. It's no shiur. The following week, that is Sorbet Tevis, I'm going to be at the Gudah convention. So for the next 3 weeks, there's not going to be Shehir, only 4 weeks from now. And Alicia will be sending out emails as a reminder. Anyone wants a reminder? You send them a reminder. Anyone who's not on his email, get on his email and they'll send you a reminder. Yeah,